These are the best bits of Colm and Lucy in the morning.
Welcome to another episode of Colm and Lucy in the morning, the best bits.
On this episode, the great pocket money debate.
The bold things we did as kids that our parents never found out about.
We find out how you guys feel about bruised bananas.
And body parts that people keep on their mantelpiece.
I know, it's probably the weirdest collection of topics you'll ever hear on a podcast. This is where I ask Lucy anything. This is where you guys can ask me any of your problems and I'll give you advice for free. Hashtag, you're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. Today is regarding pocket money. Hi guys, can I get some financial advice please? Now it says guys, so you're allowed to enter this competition.
Well, thank you. Enter this competition, thank you.
What's the pocket money rate going at the moment for a 10-year-old these days? Ooh. We've decided to start giving our son pocket money if he does little chores around the house. Mm. Yes, I can't stress that enough. The thing is, we've no idea what's scabby and what's too much. Why, you don't like the word scabby?
No.
Why?
Don't know. Always reminds me of a sore.
Good God.
Well, that's where it comes from.
According to Sam, all his school friends are getting 15 to 20 euro a week.
Go, bro. Go,
I think
bro.
He's spoofing us. There's no way it could be that high. Maybe you could ask everybody, what's the minimum wage these days for pocket money? Right. Do you know what I give? Oh, it's Joanne. Joanne, I give my daughter who's 11, fiver. And I give my daughter who's 7, a fiver. Now, obviously, that is just for them. Truthfully, because they're both in school. I forget sometimes. But don't think for one minute that I'm tight. I think I spoil my kids. Because let's say they wanted a hoodie or something. I'll kind of say, okay, empty the dishwasher. Like Holly's into this white fox or something fox thing at the moment, right. Being a tween. And it's like 70 quid. And I was going, 70 quid for a hoodie?
For a hoodie?
Yeah.
She not have Oxfam.
Six hoodies for 70 quid. Yeah.
As
the unofficial face of pennies.
Yeah.
And so I would say, okay, you must empty the dishwasher 10 times, brush the dog's teeth, Hoover. I will give them chores to give them something big. But for me, I'm just going to hand her a hoodie worth 70 quid.
Damn right you're not.
So in answer to your question, yes, I will give them extra things, but I need to feel like they appreciate the value of money. Because when I was a child, I had to work to get 50p.
There you go.
Get my little boot skates on and go and get some penny sweets. So I don't want my children to be entitled.
No.
So I'm a 5 euro and I don't care. And then my son who's 14... he's got a Revolut card, which is topped up, and we look after his phone.
That's
what he's getting.
Well, it'll get worse.
He's lucky to get fed.
Yeah.
So 5 euro is me.
When Alex was 7, he asked for Christmas, he asked Santa for a credit card.
Good boy.
Yeah, because he didn't realise that you had to put money into the credit card.
Right.
He just would see me or Anne with this magic
card. Can't ask
card.
Santa for money.
Card.
Or
no,
animals.
No, you can't. Arts, no. Money, animals, or a credit card.
Yeah.
The next year he did ask for a garden hose and he got it.
Mm.
So, I give them nothing.
Hazy, no, stop showing off. You completely spoil your kids.
No.
You still give your 24-year-old money, which shocks me because I worked at the age of 15.
She's working there. I give them nothing originally. There was a list and they had to do a chore. And each chore...
I think you're trying to get on my bandwagon.
No, I'm not.
So
chopping wood.
You're a soft touch.
Chopping wood.
You're a soft touch. I'd say you gave Holly £20 in those days a week.
It was euros, you sap. Pounds is like...
See, you can't call me sap on the radio.
Right.
Worse than scabby.
You're actually right. So at an early age of 5, Holly had her own savings account and trading account in stocks, and she was getting about 20 euros a week.
Yeah, I had a feeling that you totally would spoil.
And if she wanted anything else above that, she got it as well.
Yeah.
Alex, not a thing.
The best bits of Colm and Lucy in the morning. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
We were talking about things you did when you were younger, but you seem to get away with it because you never came clean until today.
Your parents still don't know what you were up to, do they, anonymous Patricia?
I was trying to singe the bottom of my hair one time when my parents were at mass. Why? I don't know. Anyway, it got a little bit flea. and the smell of the place. And then they came in, they were like, what's that smell? And I was like, oh, I brushed my hair and I threw the excess hair in the fire. To this day, they still don't know.
Is she from Blanche? What?
What is going on? No, we get that she singed her hair, but it was just... It's the
Did
funniest
put her
thing
hair that's ever happened.
I don't. I'm finished with Patricia. And anyway, we're not meant to mention her name. Let's just say anonymous Karen was Karen. A very deceitful child.
I used to fake my own tests in secondary school.
Oh yeah.
And copy the teacher's handwriting and give myself a great score.
Yeah.
So that I could go to the discos.
Ah. Good one, Karen. Well done.
Good one. Yeah. Yeah.
Well done. Okay.
I like it. I think we all changed. 40% to kind of...
80.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so easy, wasn't it?
So easy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. 10% went to 100. 1-0. Bang. Wow. Good kid. Anyway, Carol. Oh, sorry. Am I meant to say your name?
Oh, dear.
Hey, Colm. Hey, Lucy. Things that we got away with when we were kids.
Yeah.
That nobody knew nothing about. It was myself and my twin brothers. And every Halloween... Every Halloween, there was a guy next door who brought fireworks in. He worked on the boats. And the day after Halloween, the twins and myself, we went out and we found the remnants of the fireworks the garden.
Yeah.
So, divilment in us, we went out and brought them in and we put them in the fire.
Oh, no!
Now, my aunt and uncle were in bed.
No.
And the blooming things exploded. And the place was absolutely covered in smoke.
No.
Now, how we didn't realise there was, you know, the powder in them.
Yeah, yeah.
But the place was absolutely covered in smoke.
Yeah.
We were opening windows, opening doors and everything.
Sleep.
And when they got up, there was still smoke in the sitting room.
Yeah, yeah.
So we told them that a big gust of wind had come down the chimney.
No.
And... blown the smoke all over the place.
Oh,
we would have been absolutely battered if they had found out what we did. Love the show.
Oh, thank
Still
you.
Still alive to tell the tale anyway.
Yes, you are.
Carol,
love the show.
Yes.
Bye.
Yeah.
Carol is
Carol in Dublin.
Yeah.
I say Carol be good cracking out a few drinks. Do you know what I mean? I'm thinking Christmas party. Carol's coming.
I don't think any drink is required, just a couple of L bangers, if you know what I mean. We touched on bruised bananas yesterday, but we never got there. And I brought in a bruised banana, which is gone now, because there's a science.
What do you mean it's gone?
Well, I ate it.
Hazy.
What? What?
You can't eat a prop.
Well, I brought it in for me.
For today?
And then it appeared as
today?
A prop. No, yesterday. And we never got around to talking about it.
Okay.
Because we were talking about the science of bruise. So your kids, would they eat bruised fruit?
God, no.
Why not?
Because I've produced the Fauntleroys.
Right.
You're talking about children who ask me for options for dinner.
Yeah.
They're a different generation. I'm telling you, they're getting worse.
They are getting worse.
They wouldn't.
So a black banana, a little bit of black wood,
no? No. Well, Jess would.
Jess
would. But Holly and Jack, God, no.
Right, okay.
Be like, I'm not even like, a little bruise on an apple. They'll go, oh, is there another apple?
But why? What do they think it is? And I mean, obviously...
Gone off.
Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking that myself from years ago. You think, oh my God, it's bruised, it must be gone off. But it's
not. Yeah, but like, and also a browner banana is the sweeter banana. I would rather browner than green.
The green one.
Good banana bread, yeah.
Banana bread, yes, banana bread. As we all found out, turned the banana down.
Yeah.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with eating bruised fruit, right? It's just bruised. It hasn't gone off. It's not gone past its best before day. Probably somebody just stuck their thumb in it down the shops. You know what I mean? Well, to check whether it was fresh or not. And they just
stuck their thumb in it.
Stuck a thumb.
That's so gross. I cannot abide.
No, but like, here's an apple.
No.
So somebody might have just gone, oh, wow. Oh, I'll put that back. But it's just slightly. Or somebody in the house might.
No, but that's you. No. And do you know what? Since working with you.
Oh, here we go.
No, I'm so paranoid now about over squished fruit and veg in a supermarket that I will wash everything because I think of your dirty little fingers everywhere.
I think you should wash everything because I always wash my melons when I bring them home because you don't know who's been touching them. And I agree with
you,
that.
You've been squishing and pushing and sticking your thumb into things.
Yeah, but I don't know when. Can we go back to the bruised bananas?
No, I'm just very cross because I think you're responsible for a lot of this bruised fruit.
Listen, hang on a second. If I've achieved one thing in your lifetime, which is that you now clean your fruits, well, then that's something, because you should always clean your fruits.
Yes, I know, but you make
regardless.
Me sick.
Yeah.
So, there, now I've said it.
So it's fine to eat bruised fruits.
Yeah.
So this is the bit.
Your children. I know they're not children.
This is the bit of the planet that yes. I want to save the planet. We are trying out so much good quality bruised fruit that it is bad for the environment, right?
Well, there's plenty of things you can do with the brown banana. You can use it actually in
You're on fire today.
No, but you can. You can actually use the potassium in your plants.
Yeah. No, just eat the bloody thing.
Yeah, but if you didn't want
okay,
to eat it.
Okay, you're saying spread it over your leaves.
Yeah.
Of a plant.
No, it's brilliant.
Like, smear it.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Smear a banana.
Or you could put it on your face.
Ah,
it's a brilliant face mask.
You'd smear.
Okay,
do
you know what? Just stop talking. Shh, you, the one with the shirt. Stop talking. I will bring to you things you can do with a brown banana.
More than that, can you smear a banana on your face?
I'm not talking to you.
No, just...
No. I'm too famous for this.
The best bits of Colm and Lucy in the morning. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
So we were talking about poor Michael McIntyre. He had gallstones removed surgically in an emergency yesterday.
Sorry, just to stop you there. Are gallstones the same as kidney stones?
Oh, sorry, kidney stones.
But are they the same?
I don't know. You know I'm not a doctor.
Damn! Okay, I'll put my shoes back on. Yeah, Rebecca knows someone who keeps their kidney stones.
Morning, Colm and Lucy. That thing about the kidney stones is true.
Yes,
thank because you. I had an aunt who suffered desperately with kidney stones for years and ended up having to go in and have them taken out. And she kept them in a little specimen jar thing in the house for years. Used to terrify the life out of me.
Jeez.
So, yeah, obviously lots of people do it. I don't know if it's the done thing now, but certainly back then she kept them.
I don't think...
What, for what reason? Like, can you sell them?
Are they, kidney stones?
Well, no, but like, are they attractive on the mantelpiece? Like, why would you keep kidney stones?
There was a period of time.
Keeping your belly button.
There was a period of time during Ireland, possibly the 50s, where anything that was removed, generally the doctor said, "Do you want to hang on to that?"
No, I cannot cope with that statement. I never ever want to work with you again.
Sorry, this is true.
There was a time in the 50s where, when you had an operation, the doctor said, "Do you want to hang on to that?"
If something was removed, like there are people, like, you would go into the house, you go, "What's that? That's my ear."
No, and it'd be, I can't.
But stones were big, and appendix and stuff like that. People would have collections.
No, they wouldn't have
their
appendix.
Yeah.
Family bits.
Yes, family bits.
Family bits on their mantelpiece.
Yes, it was a 50s thing. I remember my mother used to say she'd go into some of the houses and go, "What is that? Oh, don't worry, that's Tommy's toe." Seriously, I'm not making a laugh. I know I'm trying to make it funny.
Yeah.
But it is serious.
It is serious for poor Tommy.
Tommy had another one on the other foot. He just wasn't good at leaning.
No, and Hazy, stop.
Who remembers their granny's collection of bits?
No, I can go better than that.
Go on,
who has a body part on their mantelpiece?
Simple question.
Who has a body part on their mantelpiece from the 50s?
Oh, now I'm awake. This show could go anywhere.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You liked all of that. There's lots more where it came from. From Monday morning, 6 to 10 on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Colm and Lucy in the morning. The best bits from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Ireland.